Rush Limbaugh shared his comedy for years. Now you'll hear it here. It's the Rob Carson Show.
Hello and welcome to the Rob Carson Show. It is the, it's already the 7th? No. Yeah, the 7th. The 7th at 7. That's what it is. It's the 7th at 7. You're going to be able to see Joe Biden do his State of the Union. I think it's at 7. I'm not even sure. But anyway, Joe Biden's speech was tonight. That's a line from Bruce Almighty, by the way, the movie, Jim Carrey movie with Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman was playing God. Yes, I am God. Anyway, the 7th at 7 tonight, Joe Biden is going to be doing his State of the Union. It should be fairly short. It should be fairly short. All he has to do is just stand up there and say, the State of the Union is crap.
Crap touch.
It's amazing. Joe Biden has the reverse Midas touch. I said this so long time ago. Joe Biden has the reverse Midas touch. Everything that he touches that was gold, he turns to absolute crap, like the southern border.
Crap touch.
Like energy independence.
Crap touch.
Like Afghanistan. I forgot about that. Yeah, Afghanistan. Yeah.
Crap touch.
We got, the nuclear clock, the doomsday clock, closer to midnight than it has been ever, and also a Chinese spy balloon flying unencumbered across the United States.
Crap touch.
40-year high inflation. Yeah. Woo. Yeah.
Crap touch.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'm done. I could do that all day, but I have a funny feeling you get tired of hearing it. You know. But yeah, tonight is the night. And the government and poor leadership top the list of what Americans believe is the most important issue in the country. Oh, my God. This is fantastic. This is just great. So the government and poor leadership. That's how bad things are, that everything is pointing right now to Joe Biden as the president of the United States. And the biggest issues right now in the country are the government and poor leadership. And who's in charge? Oh, yeah, Joe Biden. This is 2 weeks ago.
Asked to describe where America is headed in the next year, more than two-thirds use negative words and phrases, downhill, wrong track, disaster.
Into the crapper.
Hard times and uncertain. It's both sides of the aisle.
Spectacular.
Folks, this isn't just one-sided. Full 71% of Americans say the nation is on the wrong track. We are in the longest sustained period of a wrong track number that high.
Since when?
In the history of our poll.
Yeah.
It's nearly been 2.5 years of this sustained pessimism.
Yeah.
It's longer than the 2008 financial crisis.
And it lasted exactly as long as Joe Biden has been the president. You see, that's the thing. Yeah, that's why it's so spectacular here, is because Joe Biden's the president, and everybody gets it. 71% of the American people know the country's going in the wrong direction. And you know why? Because the guy at the helm of the SS Titanic is doing it. All right? That's it. All right, so when asked to identify the most important problem facing the country today, the government and poor leadership stood at the top ranking, earning 21% support. That reflects a six-point jump from the 15%. Who said the same thing in November of last year, right before the midterms, when, of course, there was no red wave because, you know, even though the Republicans got 5 million more votes, America wanted more of this crap. Yeah, I know. It doesn't make any sense. You know why? Because you're being played. That's why. While inflation and the economy tied as the most important issues in November, December, garnering 16%, inflation has fallen to the second most important issue, with eggs only costing $8 a dozen. 15% choosing it as the top issue facing the country. Both Republicans and Democrats, 24 and 18%, respectively identify the government itself as the greatest problem facing the country. Yeah, because our government is crap right now. Yeah, the deep state's been exposed. All of the abuses and usurpations of the last couple of years are really hitting home for people as they deal with children who are behind in their education and suffering mental crises a lot of the times. And then the crisis in American cities and the open border, and 108,000 people dying of overdoses last year. 70% murdered by China. Murdered by China. Taking meds they thought were like Xanax. I just get a Xanax on Facebook Marketplace. And, oh, hey, China put some fentanyl in it. So bye-bye, 14-year-olds. By the way, it's the largest growing demo of children who are dying of drug overdoses. Kids under 14. Yeah. None of the top issues identified in the survey related to climate change. You know why? Because we all know it's It's BS, yeah. Or efforts to prioritize green energy and electric vehicles, despite the fact that President Biden is focused on such recently promoting $87,000 EVs. And of course, he said, on my watch, the Great American Road Trip is going to be fully electrified. And now, through a tax credit, you can get up to $7,500 on a new vehicle. He said that about a week ago as he was driving a $130,000 Hummer that weighs 9,000 pounds and its battery weighs 2,900 pounds. And when it goes bad, it's you might as well just total the car. Because, you know what, they're a joke. EVs are for posers. And the worst kind of posers, by the way. Because, you know, you think you're all superior and you're driving around in your EV and, you know, you're going to soccer practice in your EV. And what you don't realize or maybe just choose to ignore is the fact that your EV is being run by a fossil fuel burning plant. So you really just have created a middleman between you and your car. And then also, the minerals being mined by children in the Congo, you know, like cobalt, and they get paid $1 a day and they're worked to death. There's that. So it's the worst kind of virtue signaling you could possibly imagine. With nearly 40% or 40-year high inflation also crushing American families, 41% of Americans say their personal financial health has deteriorated since Joe Biden assumed office in January 2021. Just 16% said their financial health was better off under Biden. And all of those people are affiliated most probably with universities funded by Chinese Communist Party money. Maybe that's a part of it. Could be a part of it. But KJP says that, Corinne Jean-Pierre, she says that the president has been working real hard writing this speech tonight. Sure he is.
This speech tomorrow night.
Well, as you know, the president is heavily, as I've said many times, heavily engaged in the writing process. When you hear the speech, you're certainly...
Yeah, Joe, that's a pen. Hold it in your hand. Hold it in your hand. Okay, put it on the paper and move it and make words with it.
There will be no question that this is a Joe Biden State of the Union speech. So just want to make that really clear.
But sure.
Don't want to get ahead of what you're going to hear from him. And so, again...
We all believe that Joe Biden is going to write his own... He's writing his own speech. If Joe Biden were left to writing his own speech, this is what it would sound like.
That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer. And why I can't for the longest time, Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
We're doing it for the first time now in the 21st century, going into the 20th. From the 20th century going into the second quarter of the 21st century, that we'd say 12 years is enough.
But
12 years is enough in the going into 20, 30, 40, 50.
Rebuilding of Syria, of Libya, of, you know, this is, they're there.
And I want to thank the Prime Minister for Colombia's leadership and the ASEAN chair.
Yeah, I think we can look forward to a delightful speech if it's written by Joe Biden. This is Jim Gossett singing about the impending State of the Union. And the State of the Union is crappy.
How many lies will Joe Biden tell in his State of the Union address? How many times will he try to blame Trump when he's the cause of this mess?
America agrees.
Will he keep lying about that spy balloon? Mm-hmm. Or will he finally confess? The answer you know is Biden has to go. The answer is Biden has to go.
He's not going to make it to 2024.
How many times will Joe slur his words? How often will he lose his place? How many times will Joe shift the blame?
Every time.
Because the truth he can't face. How long before he completely goes blank and gazes off into space? The answer, my friend, is Joe is near the end. The answer is Joe is near the end.
Yeah, well, Yeah, the puppet masters are clipping the strings. They're clipping the strings, and I'll tell you, if you think Joe Biden's going to be the candidate in 2024, you know, sure, you keep believing that, honestly. He's not going to be able to run, all right? That's you know, I know it's hard to believe, but and it's real cruel for me to say that, but no, not really. He's already a marked man. You could already tell the classified documents thing, which has kind of faded into the background, all of this. It's just the way it's going to be. White House claims that Americans are in a better position under Biden. What position is that, by the way? I don't think I like that position. And his economic plan is working, despite a poll saying the record number think they are worse off than the last couple of years. This is Baghdad Bob all over the place. Remember Baghdad Bob was with U.S. forces were marching into Baghdad, and the spokesperson for drawing a blank on his name, Saddam Hussein, he said, no, there's nothing here, as you can literally see the tanks behind him. It's kind of like that. No, everything is really, really good. ABC News Washington Post polls has 41% of respondents say they're not as well off as when Biden took office in another survey when even Democrats raised doubts about Biden seeking re-election. They're going to have a lot of guests there tonight that are kind of based on a lie. First of all, Cori Bush of Missouri, who was elected by a Black Lives Matter coalition of people who, she went in to the remember the McCluskeys, the Black Lives Matter broke down the gate to their neighborhood, and the McCluskeys were standing outside, and Dad had an M4 or whatever the hell it was, and then the wife had a 9mm. Well, that's why she was, and she's bringing Michael Brown Sr. as her guest. Mike Brown Sr. Mike Brown Jr. Was shot to death by a police officer in 2014, I guess it was, when he was really high on whatever he was smoking, robbed a convenience store, then charged the police officer like a bull, attacked the police officer, tried to take his gun, walked a little further, turned around, charged the police officer like a bull, and the police officer shot him. Yeah. So Black Lives Matter was based on a lie. There's that. And then, and I, you know, I, God help the two parents of Tyree Nichols. They are invited tonight, and they will be there. I understand their tragedy, but he was beaten by five police officers who just happened to be black in a police department that has had three black police chiefs successively in a community that is largely black with a black mayor. So I'm not sure exactly why. And by the way, where did that story go? Because if I'm not mistaken, about a week and a half ago, the police were still broken and we needed to reform them because all of the stupid stuff they did the last time didn't work, I think. So anyway, that's the State of the Union. And we're going to watch it tonight. It's at 9, not the 7th at 7. It's the 7th at 9 Eastern. But I believe Mountain Time would be 7. So there's that. So 9 o'clock Eastern is when Joe Biden's big speech is. Now, we got a lot of stuff coming up, including Donald Trump sounding off on the erasure of Newsmax from DirecTV. Oh, I got a lot of Chinese spy balloon stuff. Wouldn't you love to see Republicans go in, each given a white balloon in their pocket, and they can just blow it up in the middle of the thing and then just sit there with the balloon, maybe make it squeal, you know, like the way you do that. When you do that, just whenever you talk to and then at the very end, wouldn't you love to see Kevin McCarthy just take the speech and put it through a big paper shredder? Unfortunately, none of that's going to happen, but we can always hope. Here's a number if you want to chime in today, 800-922-6680. My friends, this is The Rob Carson Show.
What you do in your bedroom is your business. What you do to our country is ours. It's The Rob Carson Show.
Coming up later in the show, Disney has stepped in it again. They have a show called The Proud Family, and The Proud Family went all in on just BLM nonsense, CRT nonsense. And I would say if you're planning on a vacation to Disney, that generally a family of four, be ready to spend about $10,000. You could honestly go to the Bahamas, you could go just about anywhere else, spend a whole hell of a lot less than going to Disney World and standing in line and trying to buy a fast pass and buying a waffle that costs $12 and you know all of that stuff. You should, you know, maybe if you're a white or an Asian person or not person of color, just walk up and say, hey, Disney, I am white privileged. you know, I would just want you to thank you for, you know, pointing out that I have white privilege, even though my family and I have saved up for our entire lives to come on this vacation so you could make us feel really crappy about being born. So we will get to that later. As you know, Newsmax was taken down off of DirecTV last Tuesday at, actually it was a week before Tuesday, midnight, and it was a plan in the running, in the offing, because Nancy Pelosi and two Democrats demanded of DirecTV last year that OAN, Newsmax, and Fox News be taken down off of this and other cable systems. They didn't stop there. DirecTV was the first one to bend over and kiss their butts. And so they got rid of OAN last year, and then they got rid of Newsmax a week ago Tuesday. And now, if you think that Fox News isn't in the crosshairs, you're out of your nut. Here is Donald Trump. Donald Trump talking about Newsmax and the censorship of conservative media. And you may not think this is a big deal, but if all you got left is Fox News, what happens when Fox News goes away? Because they have a gigantic target on them.
Well, I think it's a disgrace. Newsmax has done a fantastic job. There's so many of the people in there, almost all of them. I mean, if you look at just what a great job they've done, and it's a conservative voice. It's really a true conservative voice. And what DirecTV, and that's AT&T, did is, I think it's deplorable. And we'll find, as Hillary would say, I hope it works out as well. That's a good word.
Yeah.
But it is a deplorable situation, and it shouldn't be allowed. It shouldn't be allowed. And, you know, the other thing is Newsmax did very well in the ratings. So they took something off that was actually doing well in the ratings as opposed to other shows they have that don't. So this was done for political reasons. And they're going to end up winning that. They're going to end up winning. So we'll see what happens.
But yeah. And I think we are. Newsmax ratings the last couple of weeks have been astronomical because people know that there aren't many voices like this out there. They also see that MSNBC and CNN are dead. CNN, lowest ratings in 9 years. They moved Don Lemon to morning. People can't stand the guy. Neither can his co-anchors, oddly enough, because he's an insufferable, you know, whatever. If you want to call 877-NEWSMAX, you can, and they'll put you in touch with the, you know, whoever you want to get in touch with, whether that be AT&T U-verse, whether that be DirecTV, whether that be a Congress, member of Congress, 877-NEWSMAX. You can go online to iwantnewsmax.com. Here is Ted Cruz, Senator, talking about Newsmax on a podcast.
All right, let's back up. A year ago, the three biggest cable news networks that were right of center were Fox News, Newsmax, and One America News, yeah. in that order in terms of ratings. A year ago, Democrat members of Congress wrote to AT&T, which owns DirecTV, owns 70% of DirecTV. Texas Pacific owns the other 30%. Democrat members of Congress wrote to the CEO of AT&T and said, please throw off air Fox News, Newsmax, and One America News. We don't like what they're saying. We call it misinformation, which is the Democrat code word for seeking censorship.
Yep.
So they asked the CEO of AT&T to throw them off.
And this wasn't a hidden letter. People need to understand this was very out in the open, transparent.
They put out press releases.
Yeah, they were wanting this fight.
Yeah. That's how audacious they became, because for a couple of years now, the DHS, the FBI, they've literally worked hand in hand with Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and the mainstream media to shut down conservative speech, even creating a Department of Disinformation at the DHS, which is the most dangerous thing I have ever heard with regard to freedom of speech, because Joseph Stalin came up with it in 1923 and created a Department of Disinformation. But the Democrats relied on our failed schools and not teaching history to make us realize or not realize what was really going on. All right, a little bit more on this, and also the balloon next. The balloon. 877-NEWSMAX, if you want to help out. This is a Tuesday edition of the Rob Carson Show. Don't go anywhere. European American Armory Corp, or EAA Corp, is specialized in providing high-quality, innovative, and reasonably priced firearms to the U.S. since 1990. You can choose from a wide selection of unique and traditional pistols, whether you're looking for a concealed carry, revolver, shotgun, or competition pistol, EAA Corp has it. EAA's 1911 series comes in compact, carry, or full size in three popular calibers. If you're a first-time gun owner, EAA Corp's all-in-one 9mm MC9 Striker fire pistols come fully equipped in a sleek, light, ergonomic package ideal for everyday carry. In addition, their lineup includes the MC312 series of 12-gauge shotguns for hunting, sporting, tactical, or personal defense that will exceed your expectations. There is a limited lifetime warranty on every series available today at EAA Corp. EAA Corp says get the quality firearm you've always wanted and save yourself a lot of hard-earned money. Visit EAAcorp.com. That's EAAcorp.com to learn more and order online or through your local dealer.
Joe Biden's first year in office summed up in three words. Welcome back, Carter.
That's not right. It's not fair to us. And honestly, it's not fair to the world.
It's the Rob Carson Show.
Yeah, I was kind of fantasizing about Kevin McCarthy. No, it's not that. Kevin McCarthy having a big paper shredder there at the end of the State of the Union. Just running the State of the Union speech through the shredder. Because, you know, Nancy Pelosi did that in a childish display that should have resulted in some sort of censure for tearing Donald Trump's speech. It was an act. It was a violent act against the President of the United States. There's no doubt. It was beyond childish. It was a violent act. But, you know, we will have the more decorum than them. Although Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans are reminding Democrats when Joe Biden leaves after doing the State of the Union that he please flush and turn the exhaust fan on. Maybe just light a match. Just light a match and do that, because, you know, even the smell of sulfur in a match would smell better than the BS that he just spewed. So let's talk a little bit about this balloon, shall we? There's been a good deal of talk about the balloon, including from the ladies on The View. I'm going to wait for their soundbite because I don't want you to lose IQ points in the middle of the show. And whenever I play, sound bites from The View, I get emails from people saying, why'd you play, sound bites from The View? I lost 8 IQ points while I was driving. I almost drove off the road. So I'll give you a heads up. I'll give you a heads up, and I'll try to keep it short. All right? But there's a whole lot of moral relativism on there. Like Whoopi Goldberg saying, hey, they spy on us, we spy on them. Hey, you know what? They spy on us, we spy on them. Yeah, I know. Pair of former intelligence chiefs are pushing back on claims that Chinese spy balloons were discovered hovering over the U.S. during President Donald Trump's term. That's what they're saying. Well, Donald Trump had some spy balloons. Of course, we didn't know of them, and he didn't know of them, and nobody knew of them, but somebody said there was, and we have no data to back it up, but, you know, and that's exactly what they're saying. There was no evidence of it whatsoever, nothing presented to the Trump administration, and the idea that Donald Trump would allow something like that to happen without shooting it down immediately is a falderal. It is like believing that Donald Trump and the Russians wanted Donald Trump as the president. You know, any buffoon would know that Russia had no compelling interest to have Donald Trump as the president. Every compelling interest to have Hillary Clinton as the president. Because her foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative, got hundreds of millions of dollars from Russian oligarchs after she signed off on the Uranium One deal, giving Russia 25% of our uranium mining in the United States. Yeah, and then when, of course, she lost the election to Donald Trump, even though she spread this Russia collusion hoax, her foundation collapsed because nobody wanted to give her any money. There was no influence to sell. In other words. So here is Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz had a little turnaround yesterday. Ted Cruz like, I know I shouldn't say this, but I want to commend Joe Biden for shooting down that balloon off the coast after it had already taken all the pictures and everything and all the damage was done. And it's essentially like putting on a condom after sex. Yes, that's what happened when the balloon went 6 miles offshore and they shot it down. But Ted Cruz, I guess, had a come to Jesus moment or something. But here he is talking about how we've been lied to.
The only place I've heard about this is through the leaks from the Biden administration. Over the past 10 years, I've served on the Senate Armed Services Committee, on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. I've been in hundreds of classified briefings. And what happened with this spy balloon, it was an absolute disgrace. For a week, Biden sat there wringing his hands, unsure of what to do, demonstrating weakness. He let this balloon.
Then he went on vacation.
Hover over sensitive military facilities, presumably taking photographs, taking infrared, no doubt trying to intercept communications, and likely sending all of that data up to satellites and back to Beijing. And after a week, after it had completed its mission, only then did Biden discover the courage to shoot the damn thing down.
Yeah, it's amazing, right? And you know, it was bought and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party. You know that Biden knew about it when he was coming across the Pacific. They knew about it, did nothing about it. Biden probably talked to Xi Jinping. That's what Xi said. I heard that line yesterday. It was a meme. That's what Xi said. Shoot it down. That's what Xi said. And that's what happened. And we know it. And it comes at a very, very dangerous time, because right now we've got Russia. We are at effectively a war with Russia, a nuclear power. We know that Russia and China are doing military drills together. We know that one of the places that the Chinese spy balloon hovered above was a military installation where some of our intercontinental ballistic missiles are there. So they're going to get good shots of what they need to attack, so we can't attack them if something like that should happen. These are just things you need to kind of think about. Because we live in a really cruel world. We live in a cruel world where cruel people want to kill you and take your property. I mean, as much as you'd like to think, hey, I've got a smartphone and I can, you know, play with my PS5 and, you know, my daughter can be a boy, you know, and all. No. We live in a really cruel world, and they realize how weak we are right now. They realize how weak we are, how infiltrated we are, the chaos in American cities, the open border, the suicide rates, the idiotic classwork in schools, CRT, transgender and sexuality of children. Oh, and what they did to COVID, the COVID thing, killing a million people and, you know, destroying our economy, and nobody willing to say China did it. You know that. So right now we are ripe for the picking. We are ripe for the picking. I said that in a monologue last Monday that you can see on Rumble. We are ripe for the picking. And I think that the balloon over the United States was the exclamation point, telling the whole world the United States is ripe for the picking. Here is John Ratcliffe talking about the balloon and how there were no balloons over the U.S. While Donald Trump was the president.
Well, it's not true. I can refute it. Former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper refuted it yesterday. Former Secretary of State and CIA Director Mike Pompeo has refuted it. But Maria, the American people can refute it for themselves. Do you remember during the Trump administration when photographers on the ground and commercial airline pilots were talking about a spy balloon over the United States?
No, that didn't happen.
That people could look up and see even with the naked eye, and that a media that hated Donald Trump wasn't reporting? Yeah. I don't remember that either, because it didn't happen. As I said to you earlier, this was unprecedented. We have never had a circumstance where an adversary has had spy craft over our country, our continental United States, yeah, posing a threat, yeah, for the better part of a week straight. And that's why I said to you before, not only is it unprecedented, but the damage from this is incalculable,
yeah,
both from an intelligence standpoint and the possible payloads. But what we do know is none of those are possible to be deployed against the United States if a stratospheric balloon isn't allowed to traipse across our countryside for four straight days.
And you know it, too. You know why you know it? Because you're not stupid. Yeah. Here's Marco Rubio talking about the balloon and the line from the Biden administration that, yeah, there were spy balloons when Donald Trump was your president. There were spy balloons everywhere.
Well, I can tell you they're categorically lying. They're misleading people, okay? The fact that a balloon, these balloons that the Chinese have been innovating for a while, they've used them a couple times to circumvent the globe and the like. There were pictures posted on Twitter about it, but they have never, ever crossed the entire continental United States, flying over places like where Strategic Command is based.
Yeah, SAC.
These balloons, look, a couple things people are wondering about. Number one, in that space between where satellites operate and where a spy plane could operate, in that zone, these things become very useful, especially if you have a lot of them, which is what it seems like the Chinese are trying to innovate.
Yeah.
What do they have on them? The ability to take, in real time, video. high-resolution photographs, mm-hmm. potentially as well capture electronic communications.
Yeah.
And they can loiter. That's the advantage. It's cheap. You're not looking for them because they move very slowly. And they can loiter over a period of time. So imagine in the middle of a war, one of these things in the Pacific, being able to take real-time footage, real-time, and feed it back of what's going on yeah. on the ground and what's going on in the sea and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the notion that somehow this has been happening all along, it's just not true.
Yeah, it's BS. It's BS. Rick Grenell said Biden's DOD is shamelessly using an anonymous source to say that Chinese balloons flew over the U.S. under Trump, and the Trump team allowed it. He said, it's a lie. We never heard of this ever. Congress should demand the Secretary of Defense tells the truth. Shame on Jake Sullivan. Here's a little bit more from Senator Rubio.
That the Chinese continue to develop and innovate new capabilities, including ones that appear really rudimentary and pretty simplistic, but actually could be proven to be quite effective. But the most important point is they felt bold enough to fly this thing, entering over Idaho through Montana, the middle.
I'll bet they even agreed on it. I bet. Please. You don't think that maybe Xi Jinping gave Joe Biden the heads up? The same Joe Biden whose family got at least $30 to $100 million from the Chinese Communist Party for their foundation, their Penn Biden Center, the Hunter Biden in control of a $1.5 billion hedge fund after a 2013 visit to China with Joe Biden. Hunter went off without Secret Service protection and finagled the deal. You don't think that they had this arranged? Hey, Joe, yeah, this is Xi. We're going to send a slow-moving spy balloon over the U.S. And Joe immediately said, ooh, can you make it into a dog? Ooh, can you make it into a heart? Maybe you could make it into a gun, the balloon. No, it's a spy balloon, Joe.
West of the United States, I mean, literally cut a diagonal path right across the middle of the continental U.S. That's never happened before. And then, obviously exiting off the East Coast. And felt like they didn't have anything to fear about it.
And no.
It was, in many ways, in my view, it was sending a message for the world.
Oh, yeah.
And that is, look, we can fly these things over airspace of the United States,
yep.
and they can't and won't
right.
do anything about it. So what makes you think they're going to do anything anywhere in the world? They're a hollow superpower. That's the Chinese argument. That's the point they're making tonight to the world.
Yeah. We are a paper tiger, thanks to Joe Biden. Here's Jim Gossett.
Would you like to fly in a Chinese spy balloon? How would you like to fly in a Chinese spy balloon? Biden doesn't care how much the Chinese spy, because he's their guy.
It'll take years to figure out how much damage it did.
Give secrets away, because our president's a really big buffoon. We are compromised thanks to President Buffoon. Eyes up in the skies in a Chinese spy balloon. Sleepy Joe does nothing but just ramble on. Is this Red Dawn? Red Dawn. Up and away in a Chinese spy, a Chinese spy balloon. Balloon,
yeah. I wonder if he'll cover it in the State of the Union tonight. I have a funny feeling that that won't come up. On the way, a little bit more from KJP, also The View, with their thoughts on it, and Steve Bannon, who I admire greatly, who has a massive podcast because he tells the truth, and he noticed what I said yesterday, that this was a traitorous and treacherous act. Yeah, I absolutely believe it. I think people should be court-martialed because of it, but you know what? You can chime in too. 800-922-6680. This is the Rob Carson Show.
What part of abuses and usurpations do you not understand? It's the Rob Carson Show.
They are saying we should have shot down the balloon the minute we saw it. I would use two words in answering these GOP criticisms. They are premature and they are political.
This is why we voted for Joe Biden, because imagine if this had happened under Donald Trump.
The way in which the balloon was taken down allows us to retrieve the parts of the balloon to see what was actually
blown into smithereens and dropped into salt water, which will destroy its electronics.
In there.
I'm just glad that there was no damage or threat to U.S. aviation operations.
And yeah, why don't you focus on near misses at airports there, Mr. Buttigieg?
That this operation took place was done in a very effective, excellent way.
Some of the statements from the Republicans, especially in the Senate, have just been asinine. And these jackasses going out again, I got my shotgun, I'm going to shoot down the balloon. Okay. Seriously, they make clowns of themselves.
No, Joe, you did that years ago. You made a complete clown of yourself when you sold your soul to be on MSNBC. You and your buddy Michael Steele. I mean, honestly, there have been no bigger thought, I guess, I don't know, just ideological traitors than them. I don't understand how you at an advanced age can move so far left of center. You know, considering you used to, and I hope they've destroyed the archive of tapes where you filled in for Rush Limbaugh. Dear God, I asked Premier Radio, months before they stopped the show, will you put me on there? Will you put me on in Rush's place when they need somebody to fill in? And they didn't respond. And that's cool, that's whatever. But they put him on years ago as a fill-in host. Here is Corinne Jean-Pierre talking about the balloon, the Chinese spy balloon. And since they let the Chinese spy balloon fly across the country unencumbered, taking all sorts of pictures and everything, are we worried about this happening again?
We know of these few balloons that had flown in the past, the one, of course, from last week. You say the relationship is up to China going forward. Should the expectation be for the American public that this is it with balloons then, or is it that this could potentially happen again in the future? And if that's the case, that the standard procedure going forward is wait for it to get over water and then it'll be shot.
I'm not going to get into any specifics of what might happen next or hypotheticals from here. I'm just not going to do that. What I can say is, as you've heard me say, there was a China surveillance program, right, balloon program that we have that has been going on for some time, that Congress certainly was briefed on back in last August.
By the way, apparently it may have been a very large gender reveal. Because some of the debris falling was blue, because Chinese government likes to murder girls in the womb. So maybe that was part of it. I'm not really sure. Let's go to Michelle in Westminster, Maryland. Hello, Michelle. Welcome to the Rob Carson Show. What's on your mind today?
Hello, my friend. How are you today?
I'm glorious. What's going on?
When the government fears its people, there is freedom. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. The only way that we are going to make China back off is if we, the people, stand up and hold our government accountable. What they did with January the 6th was try to make sure that we didn't do that again, because that's the thing they fear the most. It is time.
Michelle, I, as I said, I think 2023 will be the start of a new American revolution, because it has to be. And later in the show, video of it being sneaked out of the January 6th prison that I'm going to share with you, featuring some of the appalling conditions for people who've been there for 700 plus days without trial. All right, Michelle, we'll have that.
Why aren't we down there demanding their release?
I think we need to figuratively storm the Bastille. But Americans are afraid to go to Washington, D.C. because they were shut out for almost a year after January the 6th. It was a Reichstag moment.
It is time, Rob, to not be afraid.
Oh, I'm not afraid.
It is time to realize that we are American citizens, and it is our duty, it is our responsibility to stop tyrannical government. It is in the Constitution. It could be done in a very peaceful way, because I'll tell you one thing, if we wanted January 6th to be an insurrection, it would have been an insurrection. But that's not what we went there for.
We went to have a hearing about an election where the instance and the evidence of malfeasance were overwhelming, and 1 million people showed up peacefully and were infiltrated by at least 14 left-leaning groups. They were let into the Capitol. This is true. You can't walk up to the Capitol and tap out a window with a rock hammer like from Shawshank Redemption, but they were able to do it, and it was a Reichstag moment. We weren't even able to say anything about it the day after. I'll have more on this later. Also, more on the balloon and Steve Bannon's reaction coming up. This is the Rob Carson Show.
Like the show? You can help by subscribing and leaving a 5-star review on both Apple and Spotify. It's free.
This country was made by tax rebels, freedom fighters, gold seekers, believers, lovers, and true patriots. We're Newsmax, and we're their heirs, and so are you. Newsmax TV, real news for real people.